Tomorrow, the International Olympic Committee will select the city that will host the 2008 Olympics. Beijing is a prime contender, despite concerns about China's human rights record. Commentator Shai Oster, who lives in Beijing, says his neighbors are busily becoming Olympics-friendly.
If Beijing gets the 2008 Olympics, expect to hear plenty of tilted ear card mother, rabbit sells thick mom, the proper response to which, of course, is three pieces meat. Say what? Welcome to Fast Track English, courtesy of Beijing's entrepreneurial foreign language publishing house. The company is hoping that locals will want to speak at least a smattering of English, so it's put together a booklet of handy phrases expressed in Mandarin phonetics. This is not a serious book to teach English, the publishers caution. No kidding. Thus, wire kamu, which strictly translates as tilted ear card mother, sounds close enough with the correct Mandarin tones to welcome, and to my homu, or rabbit sells thick mom, sounds like to my home. Thank you is likely to come across as sang hua ro, or three pieces meat. Pity those involved when mashed Mandarin collides with phone English. My means selling hunger, which of course isn't what you're doing, you just want to know how fast she ran the mile. I'm starting to think someone had a little too much time on their hands. The booklet is full of feel-good phrases. For instance, who could doubt that China indeed has the economic capacity of hosting the Olympics? Until you spell it out phonetically. China indeed has the economic capacity of hosting Olympics. Then it comes gibberishly across as vegetable there because earth, see, this clothes can disturb rice, can sand who carry down, no good for listen Olympic this. Oh well, time for us to say bye-bye, or rather, split-split.
The comments of Shai Oster, an American correspondent in China.